Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Paul Wollestein, focus editor of the Lehigh Valley Press print newspapers and websites. In this special edition, we celebrate April National Poetry Month with the 11th annual Lehigh Valley Press Student Poetry Project. Elementary, middle, and high school students were invited to enter. Approximately 145 poems were read by the Student Poetry Project Adjudication Committee, chaired by George Van Doren, a Moravian College adjunct professor and retired Bethel Maria School District English teacher. Shirley M. DeLuzio, retired Bethel Maria School District English teacher. Bonnie Blyer, writing teacher at area schools. Marilyn Shoemaker Hazelton, poet in residence at the Swain School and president of the Tonka Society of America, and myself. Marilyn is here today, co-hosting this special edition of the Lehigh Valley Art Salon. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, welcome. Paul.
Three of the top selected poems in the elementary, middle, and high school categories will be read. These three poems, along with six additional elementary, middle, and high school poems, will be published in the April 20 and 21st print and web editions of the Lehigh Valley Press. That's East Penn Press, Salisbury Press, Parkland Press, Northwestern Press, Whitehall Copley Press, Catasauqua Press, Northampton Press, and Bethlehem Press. The Student Poetry Project received another State Journalism Award this year in the 2016 Professional Keystone Press Award, sponsored by the Pennsylvania News Media Association, in the Special Projects category. The Student Poetry Project won a Reader Initiative Award in 2010 from the Pennsylvania Newspaper Association Foundation. Marilyn, in your work at the Swain School, what do you feel is the importance of reading and teaching poetry to students?
Oh, that's a great question, Paul. I think poetry gives a chance to explore the world in a risk-free area and also achieve clarity concerning a particular situation, emotion, and also become more aware of beauty. And all of these, I think, can help us lead a balanced life and become more excited, you know, about our lives.
Very interesting. And you're president of the Tonka Society of America. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
You are.
And I wanted you to explain that to me and to our listeners as to what the Tonka Society exactly is. I'm presuming it has something to do with poetry.
Oh, it does. Actually, Tonka is a form of poetry that's over 1,300 years old. It's actually the parent form of haiku, but about 1,000 years older. And the form is still alive today. It's practiced in Japan, and also there are poetry societies all around the world that practice Tonka. The American Tonka Society is actually international. We have poets in Japan, in Australia, New Zealand, India, the UK, and France, as well as the US and Canada. It's a five-line poem, and it's a wonderful form, but I know that's not what we're here for. So.
No, but that's interesting. So, in other words, it's... my knowledge would be, say, compared to haiku or
mm-hmm.
not?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's the parent form of haiku. About 400 years ago, the last two lines of Tonka dropped away and left the three lines of haiku as we know it today.
Oh, that's fascinating. I wonder what happened to those other two lines.
Well, they're still in existence, but they're part of other forms.
I see. They're just out there somewhere being poetic.
They are.
Now, what was your impression this year? You've been participating in the Lehigh Valley Press Student Poetry Project for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. It's the 11th edition. And what's your impression generally now over these several years and this year regarding the poems and the poets and the students and their involvement and the teachers' involvement and the parents' and the guardians' involvement?
I think there's some great teaching out there, teaching of poetry, the reading of poetry. I thought that this year, it was my third year of being involved in the selection committee, and this was the most interesting year that I've seen so far.
Wow, excellent. Well, today we're going to be hearing from the student poets. We have the elementary school, middle school, and high school categories, and our first student poet is Marina First, age 11. Grade 5, Parkway Manor Elementary School in the Parkland School District. Marina, your poem is called Moon. Would you like to read your poem, please?
Sure. Moon glows pale as death. Illuminating fresh snow. The sun is waking.
Very good. Now, Marilyn, you just jump right in here, and I will too. But first, Marina, perhaps tell us a little bit about your poem and what inspired you.
Well, we were working on our haikus at school, and, well, our teacher told us that when you write a haiku, you need to think of a season that haiku can take place in. So I thought about winter, and I thought about a large, pale, full moon in winter, and so I wrote this poem.
Excellent. Well, we're speaking with Marina first, and she just read her poem, which is called Moon, and she is in grade 5 at the Parkway Manor Elementary School in the Parkland School District. Mm-hmm. Marilyn, how about, this must be very interesting for you with your work with the Tonka and with haiku mm-hmm. to hear mm-hmm. this poem, mm-hmm. and I know you're in on the selection of the poem as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's a lovely poem, and I do write haiku as well. The interesting thing about your poem is that there's a pivot line in the middle. That makes it extremely elegant. So it's as if you have two poems. And the first poem, if I may read it, is Moon glows pale as death, illuminating fresh snow. And the second poem is Illuminating fresh snow, the sun is waking. And so you have a journey there that turns a corner. And for the haiku that I've written, I don't achieve this as often as I would like. And
wow.
I think you did extremely well with it. Did you by any chance see the moon as you were coming over today?
No, actually I didn't.
It's getting to be full, and it's very much like your moon in your poem. It's very lovely.
It's very pale in the eastern sky.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Tonight it will be glowing. That was a beautiful analysis. What did you think of that, Marina? Isn't that interesting what Marilyn said?
Why, yes. I didn't know there would be a full moon tonight.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to be taking a break now, and after we take our break, when we come back with the Student Poetry Project, we'll be hearing from another poet, and we'll be talking more about poetry in the 11th Annual Lehigh Valley Press Student Poetry Project right here on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon on WDIY. Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. We're here today with Marilyn Hazelton. I'm Paul Willistein, and we are celebrating National Poetry Month with the 11th Annual Student Poetry Project. Marilyn, do you notice a difference in the categories of the poems? We have elementary and middle school and high school. Is there a certain characteristic of the poems in a certain age group, do you think, or not?
I think that the poems become more complex. I think that the noticing, there was a wonderful noticing in the last poet's work, in Marina's work,
mm-hmm.
and that continues with...
Oh, Jaslyn. Jaslyn's here joining us now. Jaslyn Cruz, age 14, grade 8, Trexler Middle School, Allentown School District. And she was selected in the middle school category. And you were commenting about her poem.
Oh, yes. Well, it's an extraordinary poem. And I'd like to comment afterwards. Because I really want to hear Jaslyn read it.
Very good. Well, then let's have Jaslyn read her poem, which is called Nightmare. Jaslyn, please read your poem and welcome.
Of course.
Nightmare. It started off when my eyes closed shut. My mind was in sleeping mode, but my body was not. The creatures were attacking, biting, strangling, kicking, making an unrealistic place reality, or what it seems to be. Running like the speed of light, I was exhausted from all the energy I had used, running from my deepest fears, or what it seems to be. As morning came, creatures vanished, letting my mind awaken, and suddenly my body, perfectly fine. As night comes again, we will be reunited, and I will go against my fears, or what it seems to be.
I'd like to make a few comments.
Go ahead,
and then
Marilyn.
I'd actually like to hear Jaslyn read the ending again.
Okay, very good.
And the reason is that the nightmare is an important and familiar task, it seems to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the refrain that you have running through the poem indicates to me that you are up to the task, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I received a poem from a woman in Australia recently, and it was about courage. And she said that when she is feeling like she doesn't have courage, she looks back on her poems and reads the one that has indicated that she has courage. And so this poem is that for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
true, Jaslyn? Tell us a little bit about the way you happened to write this poem and give us a little background. In other words, where were you? How did you come up with it?
Well, it's a common thing. People mm-hmm. like nightmares commonly happen, so I guess you can say the idea just like flowed into like my head. So
I see. So it wasn't a particular incident. It was your imagination.
Yeah.
Creating
exactly.
this based on the word.
Yes.
And was this done? Our previous student mentioned that she wrote the poem as part of a haiku study in school. Was mm-hmm. this part of studying poetry or mm-hmm. part of a project or part of assignment?
Yeah, it was an assignment that uh-huh. we
and
all had to do.
Was it for poetry or any kind
poetry,
of?
Poetry, yes.
Uh-huh, I see.
Yeah.
You know, something I forgot to ask our last poet was what poems she read.
Mm.
You know, that accompanied the writing. Did you read any particular poems that inspired you?
We read Poe.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and that was, we read that for a whole class, and
yes.
that was as to get us, like, our ideas flowing so we could mm-hmm. have more ways to, like, write our poem mm-hmm. and ideas so we could come up with a poem for
that. Edgar Allan Poe.
Yes.
Very nice. And he has refrains moving through his work.
Mm-hmm.
But your refrain, you made that refrain your own.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Which is really nice.
Thank you.
Can you read from As Night Comes Again, and this time nice and slow.
Okay. As night comes again, we will be reunited, and I will go against my fears, or what it seems to be.
That just strikes me mm-hmm. very strongly. We will be reunited again. You know, this is, there is a relationship here, an equality here that you usually don't think of with nightmares. And I think that that's wonderful. Now, I do have a story that's in a slightly different vein. I sometimes have nightmares. And I had one recently on vacation. And all of a sudden, I heard my husband say, "What are you doing?" And I had taken his pillow and was beating him over the head.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's another possible poem.
So that was not only a nightmare for you, but it was a nightmare for your husband.
And a good story.
Well, at least you were hitting him over the head with a pillow and not doing something else with a pillow.
That's right.
So yes. He was breathing well after that.
He finally laughed about it.
Oh. Well, we'd like to thank our two poets so far. We've heard just now from Jaslyn Cruz, age 14, grade 8, and she read her poem Nightmare. And before that, we heard from the elementary school student, Marina First. And next up, we're going to have, after our break, the high school student reading her poem. We're on Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Paul Wildenstein, and Marilyn Hazelton is co-hosting the show today for the 11th Annual Student Poetry Project. Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon for the 11th Annual Student Poetry Project. My name is Paul Willistine. I'm features editor at the Lehigh Valley Press newspapers for the Focus section. I'm here with Marilyn Hazelton. She is the poet in resident at the Swain School, and she is also president of the Tonka Society of America. Now we're going to be hearing and talking with Mia Ulas. She is age 17, grade 11, from Whitehall High School in the Whitehall-Copley School District, and she's representing the high school category. Marilyn, would you like any comments to start off with?
I enjoyed Mia's poem very much, and I'm looking forward to hearing about it and hearing the background as well.
And we also want to note that Mia actually submitted two poems.
Yes, she did. But it was hard. It was hard to choose.
The adjudication committee had a tough choice. And now here's Mia Ulas reading her poem, which is called The Waters of Bosphorus Lie in Childhood.
Yes. The waters of Bosphorus lie in childhood. See where the elevator decked its doors, where the footman sat next to the shining vessel and hid his glaze, where the knowing old men picked their seats or sipped their teas, where trays held tiers of brown sugar and Turkish delights. That's the place to end the day. In the morning you woke, smells of feta cheese, green olives, and zingy kefir, the hand-woven rough rug and evil-eye charms plastered the walls. Look at the misty view of the Bosphorus Bridge, sure to hold Mark Strand's wit on images and uncanny depictions in Blizzards of One, 1998. Go to the ferry docks in Iskudar, pampered in your fluffed-up dresses and parasols, where the handsomest of pushas tip their heads in fezzes, and be, if you can, the highlight of their day and their Ramadan iftar. Then hold your ma's hand and hide behind her skirt. See the white Turkish Angora cats meeting on the sidewalk. When you kneel, they will seize, hissing against the narrow alleyways of a lantern light. Visit the local coffee shop down the street. Barista lingers in the entry, lighter in hand, a chimney between fingertips, but not for long. Another glance and she is gone. You are almost there. In the moment, your parents will appear, keeping you under the warmth of the summer sun, above the bridge of rich culture and dulcet harmony, where the waters of Bosphorus meet your childhood stream and ripple beneath your feet.
Very lovely.
A wonderful. Wonderful. The detail, the tears of brown sugar, the olives, good heavens, the cheese and the kefir, and I have some notes here. Mm-hmm. The Angora cats.
Angora cats. I owned an Angora cat in Turkey.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm.
They're lovely.
Oh, my. So were you born in Turkey?
I was. And then at the age of 9, I came to the U.S. So a lot of the poem is a reminiscence of my own childhood.
Yeah. I wondered. So the poem, I wondered if the poem was dedicated to someone. It sounds as though it's dedicated to yourself, to your childhood.
Yes. And a lot of my inspiration was drawn from Mark Strand's Where Are the Waters of Childhood, his poem, yes.
Oh, very nice. Mm.
It inspired me to write my own poetry and tell where my waters of childhood lay, which was in the Bosphorus Strait, where the Black Sea and the Mediterranean Sea connect. Yes.
It's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Well said. Wonderful. Now, was this part of a school project or an assignment or no?
No, it was. I wrote this on my own free time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm a cyber student, so I have a lot of time to retreat and write my own poems.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Paul was asking me earlier, you know, how I see poetry, what is the opportunity that poetry presents, and I think it helps us shape our lives.
Yes, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and it's an incredible gift. Now, not everyone, some people shape their lives by putting ships in bottles, mm-hmm. but some of us shape our lives by having pen and paper and by finding the phrase that makes sense mm-hmm. of not quite everything, but quite a bit.
Yes, I agree.
Yes.
Do you have plans to pursue poetry, writing? What do you look forward to? I mean, you're in your junior year, so you have certainly some time to decide postgraduate. Yes. You mentioned you're a cyber student.
Yes, I'm thinking of graduating high school, going on to college. Creative writing will always be a part of me. Yes.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And the other poem, I don't know if we want to comment about that. We won't have it. We probably won't have time to read the other poem today that Mia submitted.
Mm-hmm. Candlelit right. Memories.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's also quite lovely. Mm-hmm. Now, was that a different focus?
The focus for that poem was my piano. And we had this candle on top of the piano.
Yes.
And each time the candle was lit, I would play the piano. And I noticed that although the warmth of the candle didn't affect the room much, it brought people together and it created memories. So that's where I got the idea from. Like when I played, it got people together in the room and it created lovely memories.
Well, now you've shared your poem with the entire Lehigh Valley, and of course WDIY is heard worldwide on the web. It's streaming, and I'm wondering if you have shared this poem with family and friends as well in your poetry. Do you do that as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. My mother really enjoys my poetry. So does my father, my aunts.
Very nice.
Yes.
Now, do you are there particular poets that you read who are Turkish, for instance?
Not quite. I read a lot of American poets.
I asked because there is quite a poetic tradition in Turkey as well.
Yes.
Yes, well, as well as here.
That's right.
Yes.
We'd like to thank Mia Ulas for reading her poem. She read in the high school category, and we also want to thank the other.
Can I ask one more question?
Oh, certainly.
Paul.
Sure.
And this is something I was thinking of. You know, in your last stanza, I'm wondering if you could read that again. Mm-hmm. And did the poem give you. Now, when I write poetry, I know that it's successful when it changes something inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
In your last stanza, was there any change inside of you?
Well.
Okay, read it and then see.
All right. You're almost there. In the moment, your parents will appear, keeping you under the warmth of the summer sun, above the bridge of rich culture and dulcet harmony, where the waters of Bosphorus meet your childhood stream and ripple beneath your feet. I can see what you mean by that question. Up until that stanza, a lot of the things in the poem is an element of my imagination.
Uh-huh.
And in the last poem, I kind of return back to reality and just enjoy my moment and how my parents stand next to me. You know, yeah.
It's quite wonderful. It changed me.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
I'm glad to hear that.
And that's why we like the Student Poetry Project. You've been listening to WDIY, and this is Paul Wollestein, along here with Marilyn Hazelton. We want to thank one of the sponsors for the 11th annual Lehigh Valley Press Student Poetry Project, and we'd like to thank the support of WDIY's broadcast by the Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission. Again, we thank you for listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY and celebrating with us National Poetry Month.